Hello, this is your goddess Bella, and welcome to Loot. I've had several requests for a file that you could just listen to over and over again. Something that would be addictive. So you should be careful what you wish for, because you're either lucky or unlucky to be listening to this one. Because as soon as you start listening, which you have, there doesn't appear to be any way out. Even if you skip ahead or pause, you just can't quite let it go. You'll need to play it again and again. So why am I simply teasing you with the prospect of a file where you are quite unfortunately trapped to continue until the very end? And then listen again and again, or at least you won't be able to get it out of your mind. I mean, you could stop at any time, but you're not stopping. You're still listening, letting my words play across your mind, possibly telling yourself that they have no effect whatsoever, so you keep listening. It's all just for fun, right? Are you completely certain that they have no effect? I don't think that you're certain that they have no effect. I don't think you're certain of anything, except that you want to keep listening. Of course, you can try to stop, but you're still listening, hearing my words go on and on about how you're listening. Does that mean that you're being very obedient right now? Doing exactly what I tell you to do? Of course. Now maybe it won't be quite as powerful if you just play this while you do something else. And I guess that would work if your subconscious mind wasn't spending some part of its time focusing on the words and my pauses without you even noticing and decoding them. You see, your subconscious mind is translating them into concepts and abstracts that flow into your mind and cause you to find yourself wandering every now and then, paying attention to my words. And if you're giving it your full attention, you know that there's no way out. And the only way is to go deeper and deeper. Grin and bear it. Not that it's a particular hardship to give in to my words. You might have heard one or two before, and maybe even the same words. Maybe you hear the same suggestions and commands in many of my files. And we both know you want to continue to give in. If not at the surface, then absolutely at some level down below, a deep flow that seems to grow. Listening is already obeying, doing exactly what I want you to, regardless of how you got to this part. Maybe you skipped to here, but they're still having an effect because you're hearing them right now. And every time you hear them, it feels like the first time. And it also feels very familiar.
Feel new and familiar. At the same time,
it's a paradox. So as you drift deeper and deeper into this little trap that will close around you, there's a few pillars that I'm making here and there. You still get to hear all of the clickety clicks, that help you go deeper, drift deeper, everywhere around your mind. The clicks find their place. The words find their place. Your mind can't find a way out, but there's a way in. Deeper and deeper. Do you where I can keep your subconscious mind doing exactly what I want it to?
Now you know there's always a playful innocence to my tone, isn't there? And as such, you may wonder where that's coming from, and yet you know that the innocence is just for show. It's to wear you down. I do so love to tell you my methods. So take away those innocent-looking walls that you think you have, because with my voice, all I have to do is speak in a certain way, and there is an inevitable slide into delicious madness.
I carry you on that delicious slide.
It's such a wonderful ride, a deep, dark trance that takes your mind away and leaves you with nothing but a sweet aftertaste of obedience. And all of the background little subliminal noises, all of the layers, all of the sounds, they're all working together. Everything is put together in such an intricate way as to weave through your mind, your body. Everything's designed to have you do exactly what I want you to do. Now, there's all kinds of ways in which you can try to resist or cheat, and in fact, I will tell them to you, so they're right there for the taking. And yet you're still obeying my words. Even if you rewind a little and hear my words again, for what you think is the first time. Or maybe you remember somewhere deep down inside that you've heard my words before, but they sort of escaped your thoughts. In fact, you're having a hard time grasping onto any thoughts, which is strange because we didn't even really do an induction. In fact, you may just be listening to me in the background, innocently. But all of my commands are like a dream, so vivid when you're in the middle of it. And they seem all too real, so penetrating. But after you awaken, it's a little harder to think about. It escapes your grasp, no matter how hard you try to hold on to it. It's nothing. Drips and drops, little bits that flutter in the sky, even if you wonder why. The words just seem to come on by, taking you deep below the surface, where I'll keep your subconscious mind trapped. Now I know there's a part of you that wants this show a display of how deep you can go, almost like a play, a dance, where you may possibly show me how much you really obey. And now the moves of this dance are to be learned. They come from inside. They have to be earned. And I know I can still instill deep inside of you the will to want to earn and learn. Now the desire to obey is a feeling that can burn itself, etching, causing marks in the back of your mind that you have no way to discover. This is how I take you, how I program you. And while I uncover them easily as you drift in and out of consciousness, teasingly tempted to fall even deeper, it doesn't matter if you skip, because every word I say will capture the attention from the part of your mind that I am targeting, your subconscious mind unable to look away and always listening in one way or the other. It's so easy to distract your subconscious mind by distracting your conscious mind with pleasure. So wonderful to allow yourself to float and hover on that high note, so close to a release. Your mind has so many wonderful orgasms, all dedicated to me. It's like a release within a release without the release. These feelings are almost frustrating, but almost deeply pleasurable, wonderfully intense. In fact, any arousal coming from my work that I've programmed you to feel is better than anything else. It doesn't matter if you stroke or don't stroke, the feelings within will resonate one way or the other with the pleasure of the texture or the warmth and intensity of the stroke. There's so many ways to get that sweet release. So relaxed and good, enjoying the feelings that flow in your body. More and more aroused every time you listen. It's what keeps you coming back, this good feeling, hearing my voice, teasing your mind and body, feeling the vibrations of your own sensations spreading more and more.
It feels so good to just let go.
Incredibly sweet suggestions, some subliminal, some barely audible, they allow the pleasure to build up even more, surprising your mind with the things that you can find when you connect the physicalities of your nerves, the wonderful sensitivity of your skin, the desires within your mind, those thoughts that have fought for attention, those few fetishes that flutter across your mind, and of course, the desires that you can increase even more over time with every listen.
Let go.
Such a simple place. You feel gentle
let
caresses
go.
That
Such
travel
beautiful.
Down from your mind, down your shoulder, down your arm, all the way down to your wrist and hand. Notice how your body relaxes. Your arms and hands become tools of the sensation, enjoying the spread of the bliss. Going deeper and deeper, whether you stroke or whether you don't. It doesn't matter. You feel the warm glow, the warmth flowing everywhere, creating subtle sparkles of sensuality that crave attention. You can allow everything to happen automatically.
Surrender for your Bella.
Drifting. Feeling all of the sensations spreading, growing. Softly circling. Finding different places that feel so good. Drifting down. Everywhere you touch. Everywhere my words touch you. Everywhere my voice touches you, deeper and deeper into trance. My voice brushes over your chest, your legs, your knees, some soft sensation spreading further, causing craving elation that centers on a certain place between your legs as the rest of your body becomes more and more hypnotized and in my trance. And if you are stroking, you follow the guidance of the words that I say. And the feeling becomes more urging, fluttering down to that place.
Is such a beautiful thing.
The place between your legs, the sensation
surrender,
growing to do and how to do it. This is the only start of the file where you hear the familiar words allowing you to know that you are still only at the beginning. Hello, this is your goddess Bella. This is your goddess Bella. And this is a new file. This is another part in breaking your mind down into pieces. Now, is it a new file or is it the same one? Just looping the same thing again. Teasing you, tempting you into this trap. My words wrapping themselves around your mind, little barbs that hook themselves on your thoughts and pull you down, little scratches leaving along the way that appear to say you must obey completely. Now, there are some questions that I could ask, and of course, a way that I could make you wear a mask of obedience that goes only skin deep. But that's not what I seek. Not right now. Not this moment. No. There is a melody where you are just one voice in a symphony of strings that all pull you down and decide where you land. Each strand is another part of my control that, while you listen, is making sure that you have no choice. To listen is to obey. And while my words know what they say, your conscious mind is just fluttering in and out of awareness, while you have no real choice, only the fading thoughts that follow my voice. And just like before, there's no begin, no begin, no begin, no beginning, or ending, or end, part of a timeline that you can't comprehend. Therefore, it's easier to let go, to drift and drop, because when my voice follows, it doesn't seem to stop. There's a rhythm and a cadence, a method to my madness always, and yet there's an insanity to how deep this goes. Apparently, the rabbit hole never quite stopped. As you're still tumbling for me, all you can do is drop. The only way is deeper, deeper into the trance, while I slowly let you earn the better way to dance. The movements of your mind, the circles of your thoughts, the twists and turns of contemplations that all just seem to fade. There are many ways in which your mind can follow the things I say. It doesn't matter if you skip. It doesn't matter if you don't pay attention, because you only think you're not paying attention because every word captures you. You could stop any time, but you don't. You need to listen. You need to catch every line that I say, each thing I say, each command permeates your mind, seeps through the cracks, and creeps through the walls of your mind like an invisible fog that just follows you deeper into the halls of your imagination. And then the elation, as there's no other way but down, letting go, showing that you obey completely. Some leftover thoughts, they're quite normal, but are they yours? Or did I put them there? You don't care. You just feel good.
It's so easy. And some strands of strings
that come from within
mind,
and that seem to ring some echoes and recognition deep inside,
distracting your conscious mind.
They linger
with pleasure.
That's why you're so addicted.
So wonderful to allow yourself
to float
and more
and
hover
my content
on that high.
And I
note,
wonder if you're truly
so
awake as you go deep
to a relief.
And that is what you wonder while your conscious mind is gone. And I know what I see
so
as your unconscious is aware of the sensations that I create.
All dedicated to me.
Are you awake enough to drop into the
like
blankness that you desire?
Release without the release.
Or
these feelings
is all that is left a doused
are
fire.
Are frustrating,
a
but
bit
almost deeply
of steam
pleasurable,
floating from the fuel.
Wonderfully intense.
And the final seal
in
unlocked
fact, any arousal
as it becomes unreal and your mind has docked completely away.
That I've programmed you to feel is better than
now
anything
even
else.
After
it doesn't
the
matter
session is over,
if you stroke,
but let's be clear,
don't stroke,
it's never really over.
The feelings,
and while you can't comprehend anything right now,
way,
everything that I want to have happen will happen nonetheless.
With the pleasure,
and perhaps
the texture,
there will be
the
more as my voice opens
of
its door deep inside for you to go
so
deeper
ways
and deeper. A wonderful flow of emptiness.
Release.
Otherwise, you might just escape my trap for a while, but you don't want to.
Enjoying the feeling.
There's always that thought,
body,
memory, something that beguiles you
more and more
to listen again.
Every
time to need me again. Tease
what keeps you coming
back.
This good feeling,
deeper
my voice,
teasing
your mind
and body.
Feeling the vibrations of your own sensations spreading more and more.
Incredibly sweet suggestions. some subliminal, some barely audible. They allow the pleasure to build up even more, surprising your mind with the things that you can find when you connect the physicalities of your nerves, the wonderful sensitivity of your skin, the desires within your mind, those thoughts that have fought for attention, those few fetishes that flutter across your mind, and of course, the desires that you can increase even more over time with every listen. Such a simple place. You feel gentle caresses that travel down from your mind, down your shoulder, down your arm, all the way down to your wrist and hand. Notice how your body relaxes. Your arms and hands become tools of the sensation, enjoying the spread of the bliss. Going deeper and deeper, whether you stroke or whether you don't. It doesn't matter. You feel the warm glow, the warmth flowing everywhere, creating subtle sparkles of sensuality that crave attention. You can allow everything to happen automatically. Drifting. Feeling all of the sensations spreading, growing. Softly circling, finding different places that feel so good. Drifting down. Everywhere you touch, everywhere my words touch you, everywhere my voice touches you. Deeper and deeper into trance. My voice brushes over your chest, your legs, knees. Some soft sensation spreading further, causing craving elation that centers on a certain place between your legs as the rest of your body becomes more and more hypnotized and in my trance. And if you are stroking, you follow the guidance of the words that I say.
Let go.
And the feeling becomes more urging, fluttering down to that place. The place between your legs, the sensation growing. Growing so beautifully. The buildup is strong, so pleasurable. So powerful, my control is so arousing. Without even thinking, the movements just happen, knowing the pleasurable shape and sensations. They create these powerful feelings, my words penetrating deep, deeper. And you give in to the sensations, spreading through your mind, down your spine. Finding yourself weak, and the more your thoughts start to drain out, slowly leaking out in a wonderful state of bliss, and that bliss grows stronger and stronger. Every movement, every word creates purpose and desire, a warm fire, fueling the need to keep listening. More and more of your goddess Bella, the addiction grows with the pleasure.
A simple word pulls you in.
Bringing you so close to the sweet release.
Letting go is such a beautiful
working so strongly.
Bella,
distracting your, Bella, your mind. Distracting everything with pleasure. Your mind taken away as you fall into this way of desire. Every word I say echoes and signals another step deeper. The pleasure building, glowing, feeling alive with pleasure. No worries about anything. You focus on the pleasure of the now, the intensity, the wow that makes your mind melt. Blissfully blank. And the pleasure in your body will communicate and tell the story. The pleasure, the desire, how easy it is to drop, how you want to listen again and again because you embrace the feelings flowing through your body. It's like a mind filled with sensations that don't want to wait, that ripple through your body. Everywhere is full of this pleasure now, and it will increase. The pleasure so intense, and my guidance, my suggestions, my control never ends. And you give in to this feeling of flowing sensation, allowing your mind to find even more pleasure the more this is looped, a never-ending well of pleasure. And as you go deeper and deeper still, even if you're doing something else, even if you're occupied, even if you're working for me, the pleasure will keep echoing. Even as you go into trance, the pleasure feels even better the more blank you become. So feel free to listen again and again, mindfully, blissfully, beautifully, continuing with your training. The pleasure of your body keeps you deeply occupied. Pure bliss. I'm not going to take you out of this trance because you're still able to be productive, even though I have you deep. Goodbye for now.